now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hart.
And if you would like to ask us a question or jump in on one of these topics, please feel free to do so. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. And again, if you are outside of the North American continent, you can dial 011-847-470-0937. Anywhere in Tahiti,
Even if you can make that call. You're in Murmansk.
Yes, you could. That's right.
You call us from Murmansk, and you
is that near Minsk?
No, that's up in the right on the Baltic. It's that's Murmansk was the place in World War II where a lot of ships brought material for the Russians,
uh-huh.
the Soviet Army to use.
I see.
And it's very cold.
Yes, I would say
very
it is.
Cold.
Almost as cold as it is here.
It's cold here.
Well, ooh, listen.
You can't believe how cold.
Let's warm them up with some stuff from California, because this week's a top California court has decided to review Proposition 8, which, of course, was the ban on gay marriages. Now, my question is, didn't the people speak?
Well, that's an interesting subject, because in California, they have this referendum situation where you can put a lot of stuff on the ballot. A lot of states don't have that. I think, as a matter of fact, if you ask me, most of the states, I don't think have the initiative and referendum. Initiative is where the people themselves can petition to have something put on the ballot, and referendum is when it gets on the ballot, or where the constitution of that particular state provides that the legislature on certain issues must put it on the ballot. However it got on the ballot, it was the general public, the voters, the people that voted for Proposition 8. And they succeeded.
Right.
Which bans same-sex marriages in the state of California. So you ask, well, if the people have spoken, how can they overturn it? Well, I don't think they really can, but the question is whether putting it to the voter, whether the voter approval was constitutional.
It doesn't get any more funny, does it?
Well, it doesn't, because the Constitution, before you change your way of doing things, and I'm not saying I agree or disagree, I don't know what it's going, but if the Constitution does not provide for an initiative and referendum on a particular issue, then it's not a constitution. It does not comply with the Constitution. Now, the court is going to consider this, and they did stop short of suspending the ban, which some of the plaintiffs sought. And the plaintiffs in this case are both cities and civil rights groups. And they sought that the court suspend the ban pending the hearing. However, that was not done. They're letting the ban remain in effect while the hearing, while the proposition is before the court and being litigated. This proposition, by the way, did overturn a decision by the California Supreme Court in May, which legalized same-sex marriage. That's the reason they went to the initiative and had the people vote on it, because we said we don't like the court's decision and we want to overturn it. And it was challenged, and the challenge, again, as I said, is a claims that this is a substantial revision of the state constitution and requires legislative approval. I can't tell you whether they're right or wrong.
Why can't you? You're the star of the show. You're supposed to know.
But I'm not in California.
Ah, that's right. Have you ever been to California?
Yes, many, many times.
So, what do you think?
Many, many times. Sometimes because I was confined there because they told me it was a lunatic asylum, and sometimes because I went voluntarily. However, this is an interesting question, and whether same-sex couples are being denied equal protection under the state's constitution or any other constitution is something the court will have to decide.
Well, they'll have to sort it out.
When you say the people have spoken, maybe they have, but maybe they're not allowed to speak of the constitutional constraints.
I still think it's a long shot. I don't think they're going to overturn it. I agree with you. I think it's a long shot.
Well, that's the court.
It's a stretch.
They might overturn it because that's the court that said you have to respect same-sex marriage.
Now, won't that go to the Supreme Court after that, maybe?
No.
Where does it go next?
Will it go into the federal system?
Oh, it's in the state court.
No, this is in the state court. It goes into the federal system if, in fact, they raise an issue or question under the federal constitution, the United States Constitution. And they might raise it there under equal protection or due process or any number of things into which we have traditionally swept millions of things that were intended to be included.
In all right. Well, we'll follow that. We'll follow it up, folks. And if it emerges with a change, we'll cover it live.
Tune in.
Right. All right. Listen, we got two guys that you know. You used to hang out with these guys, didn't you? Yeah. Dick Cheney and what's his first name? Emilio? Gonzalez.
Alberto. Jeez, you caught me having a little drink of water.
Yeah. Would you happen to spill a little scotch?
Fire water.
Okay, let's see. Cheney and Gonzalez indicted by a local district attorney. But is this case is very confusing. Well, yeah, is this a real case?
That's a good question. That's a very good
question. That's what I'm here for, to ask the questions, you're supposed to answer them.
I am trying to. Right. If you stop moving your mouth so much, I'll be able to.
I'm going
to
give you a break.
Your lips are making so much.
You know what I think about this whole thing?
Creating a breeze. I'm getting a chill.
Well, let me tell you what I think about this entire subject.
I'll give him the old 1-2, and a 3-4-5, and 6.
That's what I think.
I think you're right.
All right, well, tell me what to do here.
It's amazing that this attorney general, not attorney, excuse me, the district attorney of, what county is it? Willacy County in Texas, presented this to a grand jury, and they indicted.
Yeah,
and they indicted Vice President Dick Cheney, former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, neither of which am I a great fan. However, whether you can indict them is another thing, and we can get crazy.
Well, what do you think he's going to throw it out? The judge will throw it out.
They're not going to be arrested, obviously. And the judge says you don't even have to appear for the arraignment.
Sounds like he's going to give it the old 1-2 or the 2-3 or the 3-4-5-6.
It could be. But half of the apparently there were 8 indictments overall by Willacy County District Attorney Juan Guerras. And half of the indictments returned money and are tied to privately run federal detention centers. You know, in Texas, you have a private company run a jail for you. I'm against that, as I many times have told you. I don't think there should be privately run jails. I don't think in the United States Army they should subcontract out the kitchens or anything else. I think it ought to be all in the Army, like they should do KP.
Like you used to do.
Like I did years
ago.
That's
right.
Right.
You were where the potatoes were the thickest.
Absolutely.
Right in
the
kitchen.
The other half target judge, there are some other things, but... You got me crazy here.
I'm telling you, you're stuttering away.
I am stuttering.
Put the needle back in your arm.
I should. I really am.
You need to be on intravenous.
However,
go ahead.
Every time I say IV, I think it's Roman 4. And I'm trying to figure out, what are they doing with a Roman 4 in my arm? Why I got a Roman 5 once in a while?
That's because you came from those times.
I did.
The beginning of man.
That's right.
Right. Rome.
When you wrote, you chiseled.
That's right.
That's how you're chiseled in stone. Today... You're still chiseled.
Right.
But you can do it with an ink and a
pen.
That's
right. But imagine how...
But you're still that's where they got the word chisel.
That's right. And imagine what it was like to be a mail carrier back then.
It was worse.
Terrible.
I want to tell you. You can't believe how terrific the truss business was in those days.
Oh, back then?
With the hernias under lifting those things. It was the biggest business in Rome.
Oh, my God.
But a mailman... Just supplying trusses.
All right.
Anyway.
So is this case going or coming?
They accused Cheney of a conflict of interest because he had stock or something.
It's a little
Or had
Trump
substantial
up.
Holdings in this Vanguard corporate group, which runs the jails. Anyway, some attorneys have argued that Judge Banal, that's his name, he's the judge in the case, and... they have said that he probably does not have authority to schedule an arraignment because the indictments aren't even valid. One lawyer said Guerra never should have been allowed to present the case to the grand jury because at least 4 of the indictments deal with people who had who had some role in the investigation of his office.
All right.
Which is not good. You know, it's tit for tat. Everybody is trying to get revenge on everybody else. I understand that this guy Guerra is no longer going to be serving. He wasn't reelected. He's out.
Oh.
So you see, it's just like that Halverson judge
right.
over there in Las Vegas.
Well,
who, that piece of garbage that they call the judge, who everybody and all. This one, Guerra, is mad at everybody because he wasn't reelected. And I got to tell you, I think the judge is going to throw the whole thing out. Again, I say I'm not a fan of Gonzalez or of Cheney. I agree with a lot of the shortcomings been pointed out, but this is no way to handle it. Let's
right.
act like human beings instead of vengeful people.
Right. Now,
all right?
With that, I want to
yes.
move ahead
with
slightly.
With that or with anything else.
Move ahead
that.
To yes. the next segment in the program so we have time to do it thoroughly. Time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. Oh, yeah. I love that beat.
Yeah, it is a good beat.
All right. Well, this week in The Arrogance of the Rich and Famous, oh, and I really like her, this girl. I really like her, woman. Heather Locklear. She's charged with DUI. Oh,
well, what, because
like
you lock them, you get great. You like them, you get great. You lock them. You lock Heather Locklear, right?
She's Locklear.
Locklear.
Right. I like her, but her name is Locklear. So
I
like
you
Locklear.
You locked her because she was Locklear, but anyway.
No.
It's likely that she's going to get in trouble because she was arrested for driving under the influence.
So it is likely that Locklear will get locked up.
That's true. Aren't you clever? It's very likely she'll get locked up, and it's very likely she'll get liked up. But any event, she was arrested for DWI, and I think sometimes it's a little unfair. Sometimes they just chase after these celebrities looking for them. For instance, there's this, the person who made the complaint was a lady by the name of Jill Ishkanian. Ishkanian? I don't know.
Sounds who
like
cares?
I don't know what the name is, but what kind of a name it is, I don't know.
All right.
But, it's not Ashcan. It's, I think it is. Armenian for Ashcan. It's Jill Ashcan. Ishkanian, pronounced in Armenian. Ashcan. Followed her. She's a paparazzi type,
oh.
but she's a reporter, and she saw her looked a little bit, you know.
And she called the cops.
So she called the cops.
Yeah, that's not.
And
nice.
She reported that she was driving erratically. The cops came, and it wasn't alcohol, it wasn't drugs, it was prescription medicine.
All right, let her go.
Well, listen,
home,
I think you should. If you take,
right.
you know, you take a prescription medicine which you're prescribed to take for some disease,
right.
or something like that, Jordan. She's the former star on Dynasty and Melrose Place, and she's quite a nice person from what I gather. And the Highway Patrol
man, we like
grabbed her.
Her,
and they said she was obstructing the traffic lane, and she appeared to be disoriented. She had the signs, the usual signs of DUI.
But it was not. And it wasn't DUI. So
it was
anyway.
DUI. It was under the influence of prescription drugs.
Oh,
it's
I
not
see.
Like here. Here we have DWI,
right,
driving
right.
while intoxicated.
Right. There
but
they have DUI. Because there they have so many more substances.
That's right. They do. They have a lot of substances.
Heather, call us. We'll take the case.
Right.
All
will.
Right.
And so
in fact, we'll
that
take
one.
The case for free.
That's right.
My partner will take the case for free.
That's right.
I will just come along to make sure you have everything you need.
Right.
Okay.
Heather,
all right.
Good luck to you.
Yes, sweetie. Let
and
us
you
know.
You tell Ashcan to mind her own business.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Listen, we got
sticking
two
a nose into somebody else's drinking habits.
Listen, we've got two more people I want you to talk about. First, Mark Cuban, who is the star of Dancing with the Stars. He's also the owner of, is it the Dallas Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks.
Yes, he's being in for insider trading.
Right.
He's in trouble for that, but he's not really in trouble. They're trying to figure it out. And if he just says, okay, I'll let it go, they'll let him go.
Insider trading is where you have information the public does not have. And you take advantage of that information, and in his case, he gets rid of stock that he knew, and inside information,
right.
the people in the company told him that the stock was going to go down.
Right.
And it
that's
was,
what's alleged.
It was that's alleged.
Right.
Everything's alleged. Everything I talk about is alleged.
Right.
We don't have anything in this program that isn't alleged. It's a really
including us.
And we even stand on our ledge.
That's right.
And we're ready
we're
to go
precipice.
Over the ledge.
Right.
And we have gone over the ledge. But at any rate, this is a question about what. He avoided a loss, allegedly, of $750,000 by selling his Mama.com shares before the company stock offering, because he knew, and the company, some people in the company had told him, get rid of this stock. It's gone down. You're going to get in, you know, you're going to lose some money. And he did that.
That's
now,
you've got
to remember that in this area of insider information, and the SEC, by the way, is prosecuting the case. In this area of information, you can neither give nor receive information, inside information.
Right.
To take advantage of a situation in which the public is, itself is not privy. And I might say, we say in the law that it applies to the tipper, the person who gives you the information,
mm-hmm.
and the tippee,
uh-huh.
who gets the information.
Well, let me move you quickly to
tippy,
the next
tippy
one.
Tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy-tin, tippy-tin, tippy-tippy. Remember that song?
No.
Oh, it was written when the SEC first came in. It was a pouncer. He used to sing, if you're the tip or the tippy, you're going to be in trouble on insider trading.
And you know this.
And they used to have what they called the SEC Quartet.
Oh.
And they would sing, tippy, tippy, tin, tippy, tin, tippy, tippy,
they
tin. They
show up at your door.
Yeah, and serve you with a warrant.
Okay. Listen, this is one I guess got to cover before we go to break. You know, our friend Diane.
Better my tisket a tasket with the yellow biscuit. I mean, I like tippy tin better than that song.
I love it when they hand you, at the end of the song, they take a bow, they all go forward,
that's right.
and they hand you the subpoena.
That's right.
Okay.
The warrant.
Listen, I love this woman, Diane Wilkerson. This is the Massachusetts senator
State
who
senator.
Was forced to resign after her bra blew up.
She's, remember we talked about her, folks, for you who are our regular listeners. She's a Massachusetts state senator that took $23,700 in bribes.
And she put it in her.
$23,500 and put it in a bra. And she's known, I told you, she's got a bosom that is, let me put it this way.
Go ahead.
Her brassiere
right.
was a 32C before the bribe. It's now a 34D. As a matter of fact, she's banging him with her knees because of the money. And the fact is that you can't do. You can't take a thing like that and put it in your bra.
No.
You got to put it in the bank.
Or like that other guy from Washington, he put the money in his freezer.
Freezer, right.
He puts his meat in
the
bank.
He was the New Orleans.
The New Orleans guy.
Louisiana
yes.
guy.
That's
any
right.
Anyway.
Anyhow.
She resigned from the state Senate.
Thank God.
And they got rid of her.
You know, it's very disconcerting. She's making a case before the Senate, and all of a sudden her bra blows up.
And all the money falls
out. Oh, my God. It's like died and went to heaven.
That's right.
Well, folks, before anything in your home blows up, sit tight. You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them. We're coming right back with questions from our loyal listeners right here on TalkZone.com.